Today's episode is brought to you by Emco Beauty. Affordable, luxe for less, and cruelty-free beauty with every product under $50. Amazing, right?
We don't have time for this. We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land where we make this podcast, the Garigal and the Gayamagal people. We pay our respects to all First Nation elders, past, present, and emerging.
Hey, bestie.
Do you know what I don't have time for?
Oh my god, I love this podcast so much, you guys.
Hey, best. Hi, Jim. Hey, Jim.
Do you know what I don't have time for this week?
Imposter syndrome.
I love support.
What do I do with that?
Thank you.
Hello. Welcome to Bestie Hotline.
Bring, bring.
I'm your host, Kate Reeves.
And I'm Gemma Peanut.
And it's a lovely Friday, the top end of the year.
It's my favourite day of the week.
Friday?
Actually, it's not.
You're so a parent. Like, what's wrong with
look,
you? It's the worst day of the week.
It's my favourite day in anticipation of the weekend.
Which you still think is going to be fun and relaxing. You need to recalibrate your brain to remember you have two children under six.
And then the weekend means lots of parenting.
Lots.
Revsy, maybe this is an unpopular opinion.
Okay.
I like hanging out with my family.
What?
I know.
Do I need a new co-host?
Yeah. I actually enjoy it. I love family time.
I genuinely don't know what to say to that. We don't have a show anymore, guys. And that brings to conclusion.
We don't have time for this.
Because apparently Gem has all the time in the world for this. So the this is thising.
You know what I don't have time for?
What?
This is not a main app.
No, I know.
I don't have time for holidaying with my family and not nailing hacking holidays.
What?
But I do enjoy weekends. It's all I'm saying. I like it. You know?
Well, you know what? Some other people, seeing as you have all the time in the world for everything parenting, some people don't. Shall we see who's called the Bestie Hotline today?
Yes, let's.
Long time listener, first time dilemma here. I absolutely love your guys' podcast. Ladies, my husband has been away for work for a week and it has been the best week in our house ever. I feel terrible, but everything has been so smooth. The kids have been so calm. The house is not an absolute shit show. Like, what is this? Are we supposed to punt the husbands because they're making it harder? I genuinely don't know how to keep this momentum going when he comes back this evening. My God, I don't want him to come back.
Hard relate.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I run a tight ship when my husband is away. What?
What is this opposite day?
Yeah. I'm backflipping. Okay.
What are you doing?
I am tridimensional. Okay.
No.
Yeah. I'm not 2D. I don't have one way. I'm going to contradict myself. Yes. I just said I love family time on the weekend, but this is different, Revs.
No, no. I'm not talking about what you just said. And that too was a like, huh? I'm talking about every fucking week. Hi, it's Win and I have time for this. Gemma Peanut from the gram. My husband's away, so I'm drowning in solo parenting. I never get to... You know... Like, what? Explain yourself.
Two things can be true, Revsy.
Not two opposing things.
No, nope. Two things can be true. I can feel like I'm drowning in the relentlessness
yes.
of solo parenting.
Okay, yes. Whilst, the exhaustion of it.
Whilst also mm-hmm. feeling like I'm running the household more efficiently.
Yes.
Where the dynamic feels more calm
uh-huh.
and maybe a bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
And so I relate to our DL in terms of when you're in a season with your partner where maybe you're not in the right rhythm with each other, that they can feel like a nuisance or an extra child.
Yeah, third child,
who
fourth
you
child.
Have to manage.
Yes, yes.
And we've talked about this many a time on the potty.
What, the mental load? Just a few times.
No, specifically about how when you're two adults parenting at the same time, there becomes a little bit of a tit for tat point scoring on the board. Well, I did this and you're not doing that, or you did this and why are you sitting on the couch scrolling your phone while I'm over here making dinner? You get irritated.
And the nagging, the constant nagging.
Yes.
Babe, can you take, what, can you deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm doing blah. Can you, yeah, all that
yeah.
stuff. It's another layer.
Whereas when you're on your own, mm-hmm. there's no expectation of someone else to help you.
Yeah.
You're just going to get on with it. Mm-hmm. And the getting on with it forces you to be more efficient.
Yes.
And I find when my husband's away, it's like I put my game face on.
Yep.
And I go, all right, Jem, you're going to handle bedtime. Mm-hmm. You're just going to have to get on with it. I'm going to run dinner. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to have the bath running. Yep. And then da, da, da. Whereas when my husband's around, I'm like, hey, babe, because I've already started dinner for the kids, you're in charge of bath time. And he'll be like, mm-hmm. And I'll be like, can you go run the bath? And he'll be like, yep. And he's like reading emails on his phone.
Now?
And I'm like, can you run it now? And he's like, yep. And then I'm finishing up dinner. I finished feeding the kids. And I'm like, have you run the bath? And he's like, oh, I'll go do that now. Just those little things. Yeah. Whereas when you're on your own.
The microaggressions.
Yes. When you're flying solo, you don't have to worry about the microaggressions. No. But what I will say for our DL is she's had 1 week.
Yeah.
Now, the running a well-oiled machine has an expiration date.
Yeah, you get burnout.
Yes. So this is what's happened to me this month, Rebs, in case you are saying that I am backflipping and contradicting myself, because I'm nearing the end of a month of solo parenting. Hubs has been on 17 flights this year.
Wild.
So I've spent a lot of time on my own.
Yep.
And my well-oiled ship
is taking on water.
It is. I'm drowning. But I also am aware that there will be an adjustment period when my husband comes home.
Yes.
And that's what this DL is worried about.
Yeah.
It's what she's feeling anxiety about. It's like he's going to change this ecosystem that I've created.
So you think a week is a sweet spot?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then when it tips over into week two, week three.
It's... Because solo weekends, oh, suck a dick. It's very different than a Monday to Friday scheduled running a tight ship routine situation.
Yeah. When you're bookending the day, it somehow feels a little bit more manageable. Although I will say end of the day, ratty.
Worst time of the day.
Yes. But weekends, it's round the clock.
It's round the clock and it's kind of like a bit more fluid. And, you know, shout out to the single mums. We all know the weekends are the worst. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the schedule of a Monday to Friday is helpful. Yes. But I will say, yeah, I totally agree. Doing it my way, on my time, like there's no nagging, there's no expectations, there's no performative parenting.
Oh.
You know?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
When you're like, I'm just making dinner for everyone, aren't I? Clash, bang, slap. Hey, could you run the bath? Mm-hmm. All that like performance we put on to make our point because we're not direct, you know.
100p.
Yeah, I know. But we have to be careful. We have to be careful. Guys, we can't complain constantly about doing it all and not getting the help and holding the whole mental load, all that stuff, and then turn around and go, fucking did it all on my own. And it was way easier.
Mm.
Should we get rid of the men? We can't do both of those things. No. They're going to call us out. Imagine you were a dad listening to this episode. You'd be like,
yeah.
What do they want?
Yeah. Do I cease to exist?
And then we just hear that phrase we all as women know very well, but resent, which is, I can't do anything right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like, well, maybe they can't.
Ad break. Got to keep the lights on.
Hey, Jem, want to play a game?
Do I ever not want to play a game?
Okay. If you lost your makeup bag, what are the three MCO beauty products you would immediately repurchase?
Flawless Glow Luminous Skin Filter.
Okay. They didn't even hesitate.
Well, it's my first step. Primer, concealer in one.
And it creates that dewy finish that we love.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So number two would be the Super Glow Bronzing Drops.
Knew it. Called it.
I mean, I love the Sun-Kissed Bronze look, obviously. Mm-hmm. Especially as we're going into the cooler months, Rebsy.
It's so hydrating.
Yep. And my last pick would be...
Extend Lash Mascara.
Ah, of course. My fave.
Well, it's everyone's favourite tubular mascara, actually.
So DLs, head into Chemist Warehouse, Woolworths, Big W, or jump online to mcobeauty.com to stock up on all of their cult faves.
And check out their new products today.
So do you think there is an opportunity for our DL to continue with this calm energy? You know, I've got a friend who recently her husband had COVID and he was down and out for a week, and she had a very similar experience.
Mm.
And she doesn't normally do mornings. They have a very different divide to us, where he's in charge of the mornings, getting the kids out the door, and she's more in charge of the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had to do mornings, and she said, oh, I got everywhere on time. And the mood of the house in the morning was calm. There was no shouting or yelling or
And she thought, huh, interesting.
But then if you were to tell her, okay, well, then that's your life now.
Yeah,
she'd
be like,
well, no.
Yeah, and maybe that's what you mean with the tipping point or the sweet spot. Because this is something we have heard before. It's like, when my husband's away, I actually do all right on my own. But yes, project that forward to in perpetuity.
Yeah.
And it's a very different beast, you know? Yeah.
We can cosplay nailing
solo parenting.
Yeah, and the household routine for a week.
For a week. And then anything more than that, nah. It's just becomes too wearing.
Do you think that maybe our DL could, in a not passive aggressive way,
here we go,
communicate this to her husband, that this has been my method and approach and the household has felt calm for XYZ reasons? You're looking at me skeptically,
it's,
and I think,
because it's passag or it's judgy or it's whatever. The healthy convo, I always love posturing on the healthy convo, would be, hey, it's a bit manipulative, but go with me.
I was going to say.
Go with me.
All right.
Hey, it was weird. Like when you were away last week, it was hard, but I found there was a really calm tone in the house. I wonder if you and I being at each other, like make it both of their responses. I wonder if you and I being at each other or like, you know, dividing everything up or nagging each other is actually a huge part of the chaos of the evening. Maybe we should sit down and work out exactly who does what or alternate days to be in charge of the bedtime routine to sort of keep this cool vibe. What do you think, baby? Is that the convo?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like what was happening before was obviously not serving either of them.
That's what's absent. It's not that there's another pair of hands absent, because another pair of hands is always useful. It's the nagging. It's the other layer of, you know, expectation. But then we all know that person at work who's like, no, it's just easier if I do it myself. And then loads up their plate and they do everything and they don't collaborate with anyone and then they get burnout and then they're all resentful that they do everything. And it's like, well, you're not working as a team player.
Yeah. Let us in.
Let us in. Yeah. Let me help. You know, you don't have to martyr yourself.
Totally.
Fine line.
Another thing to consider as well is just like life. We're all on... We're on a hamster wheel. It's going round and round and round. You know, I can liken this to running a business. You know the saying, working in your business versus working on your business. Mm-hmm. People who have a business, they find themselves in the groove of working in the business, whether it's packing orders, doing order fulfillment, responding to customers, blah, blah, blah. But working on the business is actually progressing the business forwards in terms of growth and strategy. And you have to kind of step outside yourself.
Can't wait to see where this analogy goes.
Well, with parenting, rather than...
You're working in the family rather than on the family.
Correct. And sometimes I think you need to zoom out and do a parenting audit with your co-parent.
Yep.
Is co-parent a term exclusive for separated parents?
I think so.
Okay, joint parenting then. I'll say joint parenting.
With your partner.
Yes. I think sometimes maybe you need to sit down and go, all right, bedtime has become tedious and stressful and it's bringing out the worst in us. Yep. I'm becoming a snapdragon and you're sick of my nagging and all that kind of stuff.
And you're a dead weight.
Yep.
Lift.
Fucking lift. Can we sit down and have a chat and maybe look at how we can run things better? I've got a girlfriend, her and her husband alternate days.
Yeah.
And they have a rule where in the mornings, they call it, it's his morning.
Yep.
And so it's my morning to go for a run or go to a Pilates class.
Healthy.
Or do whatever the hell I want before I go to work. I don't have anything to do with the kids other than maybe give them a cuddle in the morning.
I know a couple who they each have a night off. It's the same night every week. Mm-hmm. His is Wednesdays, hers is Thursdays. And they just do whatever they want that night and the other one handles it at home. It's a great balance.
Yeah.
Because if you want to have dinner with a friend or you go, oh, I can do Thursday and you don't have to check, you don't have to look at the schedule. It's just assumed. Or if you want to go to Pilates or if you want to go for a run or whatever, that's your time to do it. Or, you know, sometimes she goes and just does the groceries in peace.
Yes.
You know, at a time when the shopping center isn't like heaving and there aren't kids all over and stuff. But that's a cool, healthy way. And everybody wins because he'll get one, you'll get one.
100p.
It's fair.
It's fair. It's balanced. It's scheduled.
It's scheduled. And then once a week you get that like no nagging, slick Rick, well-oiled machine thing.
Now, DL, I know that we're not an advice-giving podcast, but maybe you should look at doing a parenting audit with your husband and just assessing how you can better approach your weekly routine.
Yeah, I don't know. Report back.
Yeah, let us know how you go. Let us know how the integration of him returning into the family went.
I predict a shit show. Thanks for being with us, DLs. Have a wonderful weekend.
And also, it is International Women's Day today. We cannot not acknowledge that. So to our beautiful sisterhood.
Yes.
We hope you're having a wonderful International Women's Day. Whether you celebrate it or not, acknowledge it or not, it doesn't matter. You're awesome every day of the week.
And have a wonderful International Women's Weekend.
Damn straight. Let's claim the weekend. Bye, DLs. As always, we will be back in your ears bright and early on Tuesday morning.
Bye.
Bye-bye.